COVID's changing my routines. Since I was a child, I have had my routines, usually voluntary, occasionally coerced. I had a bath every Saturday night, whether I needed it or not. Well, I always needed it. And I cleaned my room every 6 months. That is, if you consider reducing the chaos and clutter by a minuscule amount clean. I went to school 5 days a week, returned home from lunch 5 days a week, and returned to school after lunch, 4 to 5 days a week. I went to school 9 months of the year and vacationed for 3 months. Vacation included daily trips to the local pool, unless the drain to a local stream backed up and the pool became filled with frogs, and a week or two at Boy Scout camp, where I would daily swim in a tiny lake, which was always filled with frogs. As an adult, I also have, or had, routines. I went to work 5 days a week, took a break for lunch 5 days a week, and returned to work after lunch 4 or 5 days a week. I worked 11 months of the year and vacationed for 1 month, usually broke up into two-week increments. Vacations were often staycations, but still counted, or at least we convinced ourselves that they still counted. Even if I might have spent an hour or two each day checking and answering emails, or taking the occasional appointment, or starting and completing the occasional job. But for at least 2 weeks, traveling the world, visiting exotic places, and except for the few times catching something on the plane and spending the entire 2 weeks in a not too comfortable bed in a not very fancy hotel room, had a great time. But it has all changed with COVID. Having given up a real office, work is now in the garage, converted to a new office. I use the term converted loosely, as the garage door is still in place and functional, the floor is still concrete, and still slopes to the garage door. And the new office furniture is really less furniture and more Costco tables and wire shelves. But the Wi-Fi still works, which means the phone number still works as long as the Wi-Fi works, which is most of the time. I also use the term work loosely. As a marketing firm, providing marketing and graphic design services for a variety of thriving business, our client list is shrunk slightly. That is to say that if you consider disappearing, shrunk slightly. Of course, that does leave more time to undertake or finish household projects that have been neglected for years, and I will get started on as soon as more money is available. If more money only comes with more work, it isn't my fault if those projects don't begin or get done quite yet. I still go to work 5 days a week, or at least 4 days a week, maybe 3 or less on occasion. But now I only work 4 hours a day, or at least 3 hours a day, or maybe 2 or less on occasion. Afternoons are spent on household chores, not really, or watching movies on Netflix or Prime or Hulu or Showtime or Apple Plus or Disney Plus, or perhaps another streaming service offering a free trial month, or a free trial week, or a free trial day, or a free trial hour and a half. Vacations still happen, but traveling the world is now traveling the Big Island, at least as far as Pine Tree Cafe to the north and Kona Coffee Shack to the south. The need to discover new and interesting places has been replaced with the need to discovering interesting, or at least edible, food. Exotic places are still in the mix, just as long as you consider Target, Walmart, and Costco somewhat exotic. Of course, many other routines have also changed. Getting dressed for work has been replaced with being decent. Being loose on the definition of decent. Eating out is pretty much out, but eating in is pretty much the highlight of the day. Time on the computer is still a necessary part of each day, but mostly because it is the quickest way to learn of the best shows on Netflix, or Prime, or Hulu, or Showtime, or Apple Plus, or Disney Plus, that you haven't already watched at least once, if not twice already. Quality of the show has long since given way to novelty. If we haven't seen it, It's in English, and the actors are warm and breathing, unless of course they are zombies, we'll watch it. They tell us the pandemic will soon be over, and our routines can get back to normal. I'm just not sure I can say goodbye to Netflix, or Prime, or Hulu, or Showtime, or Apple Plus, or Disney Plus. 5, 2021.